J.D. Vance honors America's fallen officers, their names will never be forgotten. By Nick Gilbertson on May 15, 2025. Washington Vice President J.D. Vance honored America's fallen law enforcement officers Thursday at the 44th Annual Peace Officers Memorial Service at the U.S. Capitol. Vance was the keynote speaker of the memorial service, which was attended by family, friends, and colleagues of officers who lost their lives in the line of duty. Second Lady Usha Vance was present, as were administration officials, including Attorney General Pam Bondi, FBI Director Kash Patel, and Border Czar Tom Homan. In America, we honor the men and women who recognize the value of a peaceful, orderly society and who have chosen to devote their lives to preserving, as the president said, that fragile barrier between civilization and chaos, Vance said. Today, of course, we mourn those who made the ultimate sacrifice in the line of that duty, he added. Vance emphasized that America's fallen officers entered their professions because of the unshakable belief that we have a civilization that is worth defending. He continued. They woke up each and every morning. They put on their uniforms, they said goodbye to their loved ones, and they stepped into the unknown. They ran toward danger when others would flee. They didn't hesitate, they didn't waver. They stood tall when others could not. Those officers upheld the rule of law. They fought for that line between civilization and chaos, so that freedom could remain more than a promise. It could be the reality of day-to-day life in this country, the foundation of our prosperity, and the foundation of American greatness. Vance emphasized the debt owed to those who lost their lives in the line of duty. He went on to stress that their sacrifices were not in vain and expressed his empathy for the families of fallen officers, whose lives have been forever changed. I want to speak directly to all of those personally mourning here today. Your loss is our nation's loss. Your grief is our grief. Your heartbreak is our heartbreak. You all feel their absence with a depth and level of pain, of course, that I can't possibly begin to comprehend, Vance said. But I'm here today to tell you that our administration, and I believe the whole of the American community, stands with you, both as fellow citizens, but also as beneficiaries of the ultimate sacrifice laid down by your loved ones, he added. The vice president further stressed that their names will never be forgotten, nor will their heroic act of service, which inspire our nation and fill us with great purpose. Vance concluded his speech by wishing blessings on the late officers. President Donald Trump, who is wrapping up the third leg of his trip in the Middle East, sent a video message to the memorial service. Today, on Peace Officers Memorial Day, we especially honor those who have made the supreme sacrifice in defense of our laws. Last year, 147 officers gave their lives in the line of duty. That's some high number, so terrible, he said. They were some of the great and very best among us. We cherish their memories, and we wrap our arms around the beautiful families that they left behind, he added. He also highlighted his executive order directing the Department of Justice to pursue the death penalty for those who murder law enforcement officers, prompting cheers from the crowd.